Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, what a treat we've got for you if you're a fan of The X Factor. To be honest, it's not my thing. I haven't watched it much, but there's been a certain someone who definitely got my attention for some of the wrong reasons. He made it into all the tabloids and everybody knows the name, Anthony Russell. Local lad, he had two shots at The X Factor. It seems through all of his troubles, all of his hard times, he's coming out the other side. He's going to be talking to us about his addictions, the truth of why he didn't make it to the end of the X Factor tour, the story behind the headlines, just for all of us ladies and gentlemen of Liverpool tuning into this podcast, all in association with The Grand. So if you haven't been to The Grand Central Halls recently, every Sunday I'm hosting Sundays at The Grand. So if you like a bit of a Motown show, you like glitz and glamour and a headline act, get your tickets now. Just search Eventbrite Sundays at The Grand.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
So Anthony Russell, back in Liverpool, performing. This is what it was all about, I imagine, getting in front of your home crowd.
Yeah, man. It's an honour, man.
Where are you going to be? Talk us through it.
I'm going to be on in the O2 Academy.
That's huge. Have you ever been to watch anyone at
the
O2?
Yeah, I've been to see the game.
Okay, so you're there watching the game thinking, I'll be up there. I'll take over that stage.
You know
I'll fill this place.
You know what? I was working in Joseph Paz in a brick and timber merchant at the time.
Right.
I was 19.
Yeah.
And I'd been on the show X Factor before, 2 years prior.
Right.
And I seen it in the paper and I was on my dinner hour. And I said, oh my God, the O2 Academy, the game's coming to town. You know what I mean? I said, yeah. I said, I've got to get tickets for that. So I got some tickets for me and my mate.
Yeah.
And
here you are now, headlining.
Yeah, headlining
full out.
My
so
own
if you
show.
Still tickets left if anyone wants to get some.
Yeah, man.
Still some tickets.
You can
left.
Come along if you want on me, Leon.
Love
bring your
to.
Fella.
Love to. So we just go online, get our tickets now, and it's happening.
Ticketmaster, it's on my link. It's on Facebook on my link, and it's on the gram.
What's your go to song?
Leave a Light On or Let It Be. Nah, it's got to be Let It Be, the Beatles.
Give us
I've done
guess.
That on the final.
Go on, Anthony.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking a word of wisdom, let it be. So let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. There will be an answer, let it be.
Oh, there's your cue to
that's
get
a bit
your tickets.
I was garbage there, I'm
you
sorry.
Were, you were
I should be warmed up.
That's why we love you so much. You're so genuine. And you just, you know, you're one of the lads. You're quite open with your mistakes. And I do need to talk to you about that. So first time round in The X Factor.
Yeah.
It all goes a little bit tits up. In your own words.
Which?
What happened?
The first time I went and sang Issues with the Black Eye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. I'd sang Issues.
Yeah.
I got through 4 yeses. Then I sang Let It Be. At boot camp, I got through. And then I got through singing Beyonce. Then I got through again, the 6-tier challenge. Kept the seat. And then I was off to the judges' houses, weren't I?
Yeah.
But I couldn't perform because I went down bad, really. I had issues, obviously. You know what I mean? I ended up getting drunk. I was drunk, actually, yeah. But I admitted openly to the producers
did.
I'm having struggles with
you
drugs
did.
And drink. You know
so,
what I mean?
So you've had a bevy and what went wrong? What brought it to everyone's attention behind the scenes of The X Factor?
I'd actually went down on a train ride to see a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
She said I weren't stable enough to go because I turned up pissed there. Well,
right.
Drunk, sorry.
You can say pissed. On our podcast, yeah. That's fine.
Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was fucked up. When he mentioned
it. He was all over the show.
Oh, yeah.
And they said you're not stable enough to do it.
Mm, but like Jordan at boot camp and that.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because they said I was drunk and I was active on drugs when I was down boot camp.
So what were you
but
doing?
But I didn't use no drugs on boot camp or nothing. I just got pissed most nights.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, because I didn't have, listen, I've had troubles since I was 12 or something, or since I was 11, I was smoking weed. But I was singing since I was like 6 or 7, doing, you know, at festivals and stuff.
Yeah.
Because my mum had always put the LPs on, and then I was sometimes there was a bit of madness in the house, and I used to go with the other cats, you know what I mean, on the streets.
So you're 11. Boys to me, and you're like a little budgie, I imagine. So you can sing, you can perform, you're this standout little kid.
So
of course you get caught up in the wrong crowd.
I knew we were the good guys, I knew we were the bad guys, but I was always like looking for that extra void in
and
my soul.
And that come from either having a spliff or...
Yeah, so I started out on the joints. Like I stopped smoking weed when I was 20, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but you replaced it with something else.
yeah, but okay. I'll go into that. Like the lads by ours used to like, you know, smoke weed, it'd smell a bit funky when I was coming home from... you know, school, and like I knew them all anyway. They knew me as a singer, little auntie, have a sing and that.
Yeah.
My older mates threw a joint and he's threw about half away, and I said to them, I'll have a whiff of that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I started smoking it, and when I got back to my ma's, I put my head in the sink and it was like an echo. You know what I mean? And this tune came on in my head. Remember Snoop Dogg? Yeah. And I was like, wow, what have I been missing? This is the future. And then I started,
hooked.
Yeah, I weren't hooked, but I thought, yeah, this is what I need. My mum used to drink as well, you see. She was like bad, so I'm not saying she's done a great thing, yo, raising me, you know.
You love her, yeah.
I love it a bit. She's the best. So was my dad. And
but it was your like little escape.
Yeah, me escape, man. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so when people would be getting drunk and have a madness in the house, I'd be out there, you know what I mean, with the older lads and that.
Yeah. So
and then I started smoking weed. I was smoking weed till I was about 15, 16. Then flipping heck, mate. I was popping pills and that and sniffing by the time I was 16. At the end of school, mate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I got kicked out the prom. Just like I got kicked off toe. I'm only kidding now.
But it does bring us to, so you kicked out of school.
I got kicked out of the prom. Yeah, I got kicked out of school.
But you're still singing all the way through all of
this. Singing through it, yeah. Writing.
Yeah, you don't stop singing.
And I'm drinking. I was drinking and using and drinking. No, drinking, using and smoking weed. You know what I mean? And cigarettes.
So,
you know, I've never had nothing else after that.
Yeah.
And you know what I'm talking about, nasty.
Yeah.
I mean, the kids by ours see you using that and you know, you're getting it, aren't you?
Yeah. So you contained it to an extent, didn't you? And then you ended up on The X Factor.
Are you talking about the 2007?
So your first
or?
Time, that you've been booted out after you've got to the judges' houses.
Yeah.
And they're told you're not mentally stable. And so they have to let you go.
Yeah.
So off you go. At that point in your life, when as a singer, you've been on a pedestal there. With the world at your feet. How do you walk away from that? And we know the ending because we know you bounce back and you end up back on The X Factor.
Yeah.
But at that little time in that window, how do you go back home? You wake up in your own bed the next day. What feelings are going on? What's going through your head?
To be honest, I was thinking, these aren't going to let me go, yeah.
You kept thinking they were going to ring you back.
Yeah. And then when I got the phone off a very good friend of mine, Lee, he said they've had to let you go, lad, over the circumstances, obvious reasons.
So how
said,
do you
I'm still going to work with you.
How do you start rebuilding from that, at that point?
I started going to...
Did it make you worse? Did it make you go, oh, I need a bevy, I need to just blank this out?
Well, I started going down the drain a bit.
I can imagine that would happen.
Yeah. I was bad, really.
You would feel pretty down after
really
that,
bad, yeah? I was.
Is there someone in your life there that went to you, right, okay, shake it off now? Let's get you together and let's get you back on The X Factor. Is there someone think pointed you in that direction?
Of course, yeah. That's Louis Tomlinson, isn't it?
Okay. Wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, Louis Tomlinson from One Direction.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
So how did he become a friend?
Well, he'd seen me audition, you know, Issues.
Yeah.
And the country went off its barnet, man.
So did he
Louis,
contact you?
Yeah, he said... I'm backing you, lad. And then he gave me a message saying, what's happening? I've seen your story. He said, what are you looking on doing with your life, lad? Do you need help? I said, yeah. And then he said, I said, yeah, too, right? Daft at it, innit?
Yeah.
This kid, mate. You know, and he's from a background that's, you know what I mean?
Not dissimilar.
He's from Donny, Doncaster. You know how it is in Doncaster? It's you know what I mean? It's rough and ready, innit?
Yeah.
I mean, I've worked on there, around on the railway, innit? I've been having a hang around there, but, you know, Yorkshire, innit?
Got a feel of it.
And he said to me, do you want the help? He said, give your number, lad. I said, what? I said, lads, you sure, mate?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm nothing but trouble, lads. He's saying, shut up, lads, give your number. And then I'm sitting in the green rooms watching Issa Murphy, what's happening, lads? Shout out to you. I love you to bits.
We'll
I'll get in touch
him.
With you soon.
We'll tag him
I love you,
this.
Mate. I do, you know, his family really helped me. And then I said to my singing teachers, look, I'm taking this call. Mm-hmm. He went, yeah, go ahead. And I just went, hello? Like that, flapped it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he just went, hello? Like that. I just went, is that you, lad? Is that you, LT? He went, hello, mate. That's a bad one.
That's an all right impression, Jimmy. Yeah. Did he give you words of wisdom or did he?
Yeah, he said, lad, I've just seen your audition, lad. You blew me away. He said, you are a real kid. He went, you're a real person, you know what I mean? He's a real person like me.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would have been gone without him. You
so
know what I mean?
At that point,
and then, at that point, he
shoulders
said,
back, head up, I'm going
said,
for the
X Factor
again.
If you work with me, I'm telling you now, mate, if you work on yourself. So he's got me into rehab, Annie, for like 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Then I've came out fresh,
yeah,
out the toaster. And I was working with him then, you know what I mean?
And this is before you go back on the X Factor?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
he just gave me the things, you know. He just gave me the help.
Yeah.
He said, it's up to you if you want to go on the X Factor, lads. I'm not gonna thing you. I said, lad, what about it?
So you've got
the process. I'm stressed and my head goes. I think everyone's like a parent. And he went, don't worry about it, lad. That's just the industry. He said, there's room for you in the industry. He went, just, you know, let. I said, why are you messing around with me, lad? I'm not but trouble. And he said, lad, you're not. You're a good lad with a good heart. I don't want to help you.
Okay. So you speak to the man himself and he says, look, you've got my support. We're going to get you back into it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So you refocus again. You get your life back together. You go back to audition for the X Factor and they tell you you've got a second chance.
Mm.
What does that mean to you at that point? Are you certain then you're not going to mess it up?
Yeah, I thought, you know what? If this isn't it, man, what is? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought, because I've let too many people down, man. I let myself down. I let my city down, you know. And I don't want to let Louis down, man. And I thought, let's do it again then. At the start, you know, my ex-missus and that was, you're not going back on that. You're not making a show about my daughter and all that, our daughter. And the family were like, you know what I mean, aunt? You know what I mean?
But you did it.
Well, yeah,
you did it. And
got
you
a standing
ended up,
ovation
yeah,
most
in
times.
The final.
I think I performed that year 11 times. I got standing ovation 8 times out of 11. It's not that bad.
It's not bad at all.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Next stop is you're doing a radio tour. You turn up in Liverpool at Radio City.
Yeah.
Here you come with your entourage. You're filming ready for the final.
Oh, yeah.
And you're
here
and you're saying, Liverpool, support me. You've got this far. You've proved yourself. And you want to win at that point.
This was after like all the live shows and that.
Yeah, yeah.
This was at the final, Wembley.
So
I thought I'd performed 4 times and I was like, Wembley, I'm singing with Kasher Chiefs. I'm singing with Tom Walker.
Because,
you know, I don't want no right. They can have the winners of X Factor go for them. James out there. No offence.
Yeah.
He's the best, isn't he, about?
Yeah.
So was Leona Lewis, flipping heck.
Talk me through Robbie Williams. How did you get on with Robbie Williams? Because I imagine he could relate to you in the sense of the rock and roll lifestyle that he's been through, and he's made the tabloids sometimes for some of the wrong reasons.
Yeah.
So did he sort of migrate towards you and also want to like show you some support or show you some love?
Yeah, of course, major love.
What's he like?
Major love. I nearly fainted. You know what? Before my audition, we were all like contestants who were coming up to the stage.
Yeah.
Standing at the side of the stage, and Simon says, right, the Siggy Break, whatever he says goes. He's the gaffer, isn't he?
Yeah.
So they're coming off, and I'm just looking down like that. And he starts singing, let me entertain you, like that. And I look up, and he's just, he doesn't acknowledge me because I'm no one and I'm still a no one. But he walks past me and he's all like that. And I thought, oh my God, he's the boy, him. You know what I mean? He had Louboutins on. He had like this mad jacket on. I think it was Montclair or something.
Just oozing celebrity.
Yeah, just chilling. Just laid back. Just, you know, the world. He's the man, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then, and all the judges are walking past and he just, let me. And I thought, oh, what am I playing out here? I can't perform in front of this fella.
Did you start to doubt yourself at that point?
Yeah, I was like, oh, what am I going to do here?
Yeah.
And then after the break, when he got back up on the stage, so I get called up in that and he says, hello, you know what I mean? How are you in that? And obviously my story was coming back from what had happened.
Yeah.
And he says, how are you doing with that? You know what I mean? And I said, I'm doing all right, man. I'm fresh out the toaster.
Yeah.
because everyone was all trying to be like a sad moment. Oh, how are you doing that? I mean, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Let's bubble them up and that. I was like, I'm cool, man. I'm fresh out the toaster. You know what I mean? And he was all, me and you. And then obviously I'd sang. You know what I mean? He was glancing over at Louis as if to say, yeah. You know what I mean? This
he's
is a
right,
go at this.
Lad, yeah,
yeah, yeah. He's one of us, isn't he?
Yeah.
And then he said, yeah, I love you. Too right. He says, I'd love to hear you singing Oasis or The Lars or something. And he banged about it all the time because, like, bands, I'm from a working class.
Yeah.
I'm from a working city. I was on the docks, you know. I've worked in skipyards along Dock Road, circle skips. I've done valets along Dock Road, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've sang in pubs all the way. You know the Bramley Moor?
Yes.
I've done spots in there.
Yeah.
I've worked in Joseph Paz and that. Every time he was about, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'd be chilling and have our little thing, you know, what's happening. And I'd be saying to him, lads, yeah, I'd work all week and then get my wages and then go out from the Friday to the Monday.
Yeah.
And he'd go, what, 2 day? Oh, you're a pussy. And I go, well, lads, I haven't got the dough you've got, have I? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what I mean?
Ladies of Liverpool.
I just used to love getting to know the people's culture and what they're about.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, how did they get in the game, start singing? Where did they?
When
just
you come
dead interesting,
from
you know what I mean?
I imagine it's a bit of a downer when you come away from that as well, because you must be waking up on a high. A natural high.
Yeah,
and then you come back and you hit reality with a bang. And whether it's reality TV, like, you know, these million and one programmes, the story is always the same. You come out of reality TV and it's really hard to adjust, because in the street
everyone's like, that, what's happening?
Everyone's like, oh, we know you, we know you.
Come for a bevy, lad.
But you've got no wages
coming
through. It's not like you live in this big celeb bank balance lifestyle.
I know.
But people still look at you like a celeb, so you have the downsides of no privacy.
Downside and no privacy.
But then you still haven't got the checks coming through.
Mm.
So you're back out singing, and is that you now? Is this your living now?
I've always wanted to write, like, I've written songs, I've sang since I was a kid. You know what I mean? I am an artist, man.
Yeah.
You know, I've got YouTube videos all over the place with, like, local rappers and that, trying to make it, even when I was working on the docks or working, you know what I mean? I've always, alright, I might have been wasted as a kid. Not wasted, I mean, I wouldn't change my childhood for nothing or where I'm from, because, you know, I wouldn't regret nothing. Even to this moment, I wouldn't regret nothing. Coming up, man, I'm appreciating more, man, what I've actually got. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But
and I've let Louis down big time. I did. I've let Louis down big time. You know what I mean? After everything he's done for me, I've let him proper down, man. The only way I can show me appreciation is just to stay sober.
Because
you
got to the final.
Yeah.
And then the next thing we hear, you're thrown off the tour. That was the next bit, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was, yeah.
So we were all expecting you to come to Liverpool and do the tour, and then we're like, "Oh no, what's
sick.
Happened?" And what was that turning point then that sent you back?
Well, you know
steps?
What? Yeah, it did. I was down, man. Mm. I was.
Did you just go on a mad one, and they went, "You can't do this," or was there something else?
No, what it was, I come first the last four shows. You know what I mean? I'd done 12 shows, so missed out on 6, and I won the majority of them. You know what I mean? I was coming
this
first.
This is on the tour.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Well, I won like 6 times on the row.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, I'm unstoppable here. You know what I mean?
The people love you.
Yeah.
You're doing what you
great.
Love.
I thought, this is light work.
How did
on
you
stage,
manage to mess it up?
I know. I just...
What did you do?
I'd thingy, didn't I? Everyone's having a party. Like, not partying. Everyone's having a drink in the Hilton and that.
Yeah.
And I'm sipping orange juice and that. And I was going to meetings while I was on the thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And you're at AA meetings now, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is what I do, man. I do one a day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you're there with your orange juice.
And
everyone's having a bevy. Must be hard. Yeah, must be hard to not have a drink when everyone around you is socialising like that.
I thought I'd have a pair of cider. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then all bets were off then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But everyone could get their head down. I'm a different story.
You're just on one, aren't you?
Yeah, so someone's come in the door, you know what I mean, and seen everything. Mm. Obviously give info back to them.
Yeah.
So.
So you reported?
Yeah, it was reported.
And then?
So then, like, obviously, like he said, Panech, if you're on tour with Guns N' Roses, it'd be a different story. It's a children's show, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, no way, man. What am I going to do now? And I've just, instead of going home and partying, I thought, you know what, fuck this. Let's do it again then. Let's get out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
This isn't the end of me, you know what I mean? It's not the be-all and end-all. All right, it was bad.
Yeah.
And it was a bad mistake. I'd let my city down again. I'd let myself down. I'd let my family down. You know, yeah, so I had to start again and just started going to a meeting a day. I'm doing 90-90. I'm 72 days clean today.
Well done.
Thank you.
Bravo, bravo.
Got me 2 months medal the other day.
So you're doing well. You're doing well. And we're going to celebrate how well you're doing at this big gig then?
Yeah, man. Well, it's a thing for the people who have never got to see me. 12.50.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? A ticket. So support a brother again.
Yeah.
For the 10th time. I'm sorry.
You
I'm
are
only kidding. No, look, listen, I'm going to be there. I'm going to light
right
it up
now.
This time.
You are.
I was going to light. I would have been able to carry on with the tour. Mm. I didn't want to think, yo. You know what I mean? Yeah. I just thought, I've had to stop for personal reasons. But yeah. Come on. Panek, I've done well worse. I've had. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, worse situations and just gone on stage.
What's been that the hardest point then? Let's get real. So you're going through rehab.
Yeah.
And a mate of mine, Lee Butler, did a podcast with me about his struggle. A lot of people go through what you're going through. You sound like you're saying a lot of the things he said about the addictive personality and the social
the
side of his job.
Mm.
So when it came to it and you sat there in the meetings with everybody else.
Yeah.
Was there something that...
First time I ever done
a meeting,
I was 19 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
When I was 19 at Lineker. And, I'd done my first meeting when I was 19. I'd just lost my job, got made redundant. I thought, I am fucked, you know, really am.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And I knew there was something wrong with me when I was a kid, from when I started blazing. And I was heavy, like, I was just thinking... I can't just stop now for the rest of my life. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The years would go by and I'd just be floating in and out of the rooms. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
CAI and AA.
And you feel different this time round? Do you feel like you're a bit
Well,
more
it's only
mature?
If you want it, man.
Yeah.
If you want it, you're going to do it, man. You know, by
and
any
you
means
do want
necessary.
It now.
Yeah, I get taxis, I get buses, I get trains, I walk to a meeting.
Mm.
If I haven't got no dough, I'll walk to a meeting. I don't care. You know what I mean?
And by sitting here now and saying this publicly, that's a big step. You're saying to people, this is it, this is the time. You're not messing about with it.
I'm not messing about with it now, but I don't want to get too cocky, man, because the power of the addiction is heavy.
Yeah.
You know, the power of my daughter, I couldn't stop.
Mm.
You know, the biggest dreams in my life, I couldn't stop.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, we all keep our fingers crossed for you, lads.
You know what I mean? It's heavy,
you've got
man.
A gift, you've got a talent.
And look at the world now, man. Mm. You can't say it. Is it ever going to get better? Be honest. Is it ever going to get better? It's like, I'm not trying to cry poverty or nothing. And I'm not trying to say vote Russell as a power structure or nothing like that. I'm saying it's hard, man. Especially for kids who are growing up these days because it's just getting worse.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not trying to say, oh, you know what I mean? Let's start a campaign or nothing. I'm just saying, I mean, I'll help anyone else who's in the fellowship.
Yeah.
I pick them up in a taxi. If I first meet them in a meeting, I'll get the number. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll try and help them.
It's a big part of it, isn't it? The support of the people around you.
That's it. It's the best network, man. And I don't care if I don't make it proper big, a big star or whatever. You know, the price of sobriety, you know, I can just... I've been to christenings and sadly funerals and communions at social places in the last month, you know, and I've had an orange juice, you know, I've got up and I've had a laugh with people and I've walked out of there with my head held high, you know what I mean?
Good for you.
Not one of them where people want to take photos of me because I'm in the toilet or I'm always at it again looking at him with that bird again, trying to grip air, you know what I mean, making a show of myself, looking at him in the corner, creatured, he was all right half an hour ago, what's up with him? Not one of them.
You've
like
changed.
The light and soul of the party nowadays.
Mm.
It's a new day. But no, I was going to say it's like, it's mad because, and if that's my life, so be it. You know, flipping heck, I'm not going to sit there and cry. You know what I mean?
It's a good thing now. Yeah, you're not going out and having the best nights of your life, but.
Nah, I'm just staying home. I'm hungry and I'm writing. I've been writing for ages. You know, when I was in rehab, I was writing. You know, I've got bars there. I've just got to, you know, I get to a meeting. I put it first and foremost. You know, anything you put in front of recovery, you will lose. Fact.
Ladies of Liverpool. So talking about the X Factor, things that you think have the X Factor in Liverpool.
Quick fire questions. You ready to answer?
Yeah, man.
Okay, here we go. Taxis, who has the X Factor?
Delta.
Give us the number.
9247373.
Very good.
Phone a Delta and get nicked. How many messing, sorry.
Which chippy's got the X Factor?
The Lee Ing or the George Jerry's.
Where's that?
Or Lee Ing, Stanley Road.
What's your order?
Special fried rice with prawns and no veg.
And can I have salt and pepper chips with some crackers and some salt and pepper chicken, please? And can I have a big bottle of Volvic and a strawberry Yazoo and your number?
Very good. Which sport shop's got the X Factor? Are you going for your trainees? Where'd you go?
JD, what's happening, son? I'll be down soon for a pair of 110s.
What nightclub's got the X Factor? Or bar, depends on where you go. Out Liverpool, where's got the X Factor?
I used to love them rough bars, man. Like the Reminisce or the Pitch Pan, you know, them all. Matthew Street's the one, or Concert Square, yeah. If you want to be all fancy, I can do that, but I'd rather be like in somewhere like the Grapes or the Croc or, you know, Mount Pleasant that... I'm sorry, the Beehive, you know, them are boozers, man. You know, I love them, but yeah. Oh, the Cabin.
They've got the X Factor.
The Cabin's the one as well.
Which barber's got the X Factor? Who does your hair? Give him a shout out.
Steve Webber, what's happening, lads? opposite the job centre, where I used to go to.
Where's that?
It's in Bootle.
Bootle Way.
Bootle, man. Yeah, man, get an hair cut off our kid, Webber. He does me beards and he does me hair, you know what I mean?
Does he do your nostrils and your ears?
Nah, I'm not that fancy. I've never had a comb over, darling, and you'll never see me on the beds. just strong Scouse accent, Anglo-Saxon. Sorry, you know what I mean? But what was I going to say?
What ladies have got the X Factor? Scouse ladies with the X Factor, celebrity or non-celebrity? Could be someone you're related to, someone you know, someone you've worked with.
My mum, man. Nola. My daughter, Nola's got the X Factor.
Yeah.
So was her mother as well, Emma, for raising her. She's done a great job, man. She's a brilliant mum. So was my ma. I love it a bit.
That is a lovely ending
to the pain
podcast.
I put them all through.
And you've made it through to the other side. Lovely ending to the podcast there. So we'll be there.
Much.
We'll be applauding you at your big gig. And we just hope that's the last time you take a step back. Onwards and upwards, Anthony Russell.
Yeah, that's what Bronson says, isn't it? Onwards and upwards.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.